Blackstone Audio presents Lost Voices by Sarah Porter. For Maggie Chino, who wandered with me on the beach, singing back to the mermaids. Chapter 1. Lost Voices.
Lucette, did you even hear the question?
Luce had been gazing out the window at the darkened sky sinking over the harbor, still dotted with rough, floating ice, the mountain walls of shadow-colored spruce and rusty boulders under the greenish, glassy dusk of a coming storm. Mr. Carroll's voice jolted her back into the drab classroom, with its tan desks and low-scarred ceiling, and she noticed with dismay that half a dozen faces were already turning to stare into the back corner where she sat under a tattered map of the world. None of her other teachers ever called on her. Only Mr. Carroll insisted on trying to make her talk. If only he would leave her alone, Luce knew, the other kids would forget her existence completely. She tightened her body and stared as blankly as she could at the board as the first giggles started up around her. Her stomach began to twist, and her hands turned horribly cold. She squeezed them together under the desk to stop the trembling.
Lucette, you should be on page 112 of your textbook, the third problem.
She was on page 112. She gaped down automatically at the third problem, and she was sure she knew the right answer. It was obvious. The laughter got louder and faster. It buzzed around her like angry wasps. Mr. Carroll waved a hand to quiet everyone.